Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ningne Namhangsing with the Evening Bulletin. The headlines. Chief Minister Nipi Rio launches several economic empowerment initiatives for Nagaland. Indian Red Cross Society, Nagaland State Branch, holds 37th Annual General Meeting. Governor Ganesan says Red Cross is the pillar of hope, service and compassion. Training program on access to skill development for youths of aspirational blocks in Nagaland commences in Noklak. And over 3,000 candidates participates in 164 Infantry Battalion Territorial Army Recruitment Rally. Now the news in detail. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipi Rio today launched several economic empowerment initiatives of the state, namely the URACAP, Nagaland Tourism Connect Hornbill Edition and Digital Piggery Insurance. The launch program was held simultaneously with the culmination ceremony of the Hornbill Capacity Building Training at Capital Convention Centre, Kohima. URACAP is a homegrown taxi aggregation platform wherein it will provide tourists a hassle-free booking and taxi owners with a stable and remunerative platform. The URACAP will integrate not only the four-wheeler tourism taxis, but also two-wheeler taxis, making travel more accessible and affordable for everyone. More than 90 new fleet of vehicles were introduced under Nagaland Tourism Connect Hornbill Edition, which are specially branded to represent state's identity and commitment to offering memorable travel experience. The launch of one of India's first digital piggery insurance scheme, initiated by the State Finance Department, implemented with the support of the Insurance Regulatory and Development Authority of India and Tata AIG, to address long-standing hurdles in livestock insurance, particularly the complexities of post-mortem procedures for claim settlements. Speaking at the launch ceremony, Chief Minister Rio said these milestones reflect government's commitment to empowering local entrepreneurs and enhancing tourism infrastructure.
Today's milestone, inauguration of URACAP, staging of tourism vehicles, culmination of our training programs and launching of digital piggery insurance represents Nagaland's steadfast commitment to progress, innovation and inclusivity. As we gear up for the Hornbill Festival, I urge every stakeholders to come together and to work to make this year's celebration a shining example of Nagaland hospitality and efficiency. Let us ensure that every visitor leaves us with unforgettable memories, eager to return and explore more of what Nagaland has to offer.
Indian Red Cross Society Nagaland State Branch, IRCSN, today held its 37th Annual General Meeting at Rajbhavan, Kohima. Speaking at the program, State Governor and President of Indian Red Cross Society, Nagaland, La Ganesan, said, "The Red Cross Society has been an esteemed organization that has been a pillar of hope, service and compassion since its establishment in 1982. He said, "The annual gathering is not merely a meeting, but a celebration of the relentless efforts and dedication of the members, volunteers and supporters who work tirelessly to make a difference in the communities.
Despite the numerous challenges we face, including natural calamities and conflicts, the Indian Red Cross Society, Nagaland State Branch, has stood resilient, providing humanitarian aid and support where it was needed most. Social service transcends the notion of duty and enters the realm of giving our time, our resources and our compassion to uplift those in need. It is the spirit of giving that forms the very essence of the Red Cross and unites us in a common cause."
Highlighting the opportunities and challenges of the IRCSN, the governor said one of the key priorities is the proposed rehabilitation center for alcoholics and drug addicts in Kohima. La Ganesan urged stakeholders, particularly corporate organizations, through their corporate social responsibility programs, to partner with IRCSN in bringing the vision to fruition. On the occasion, the governor gave decoration to the new patrons and vice patrons and presented awards to the Voluntary Blood Donors Association and Helena Yeptomi for her outstanding service towards humanity. Earlier, a blood app was launched by the governor, which was developed by Rishabh Sethi. Nagaland Department of Employment, Skill Development and Entrepreneurship, in partnership with Zainorik Initiative Society, is conducting the second phase of the training program on access to skill development for youths of aspirational blocks in Nagaland at Town Hall Tonokyu Noklak. The program, which commenced today, aims to train 30 youths from the Tonokyu aspirational block. Principal ITI Tuensang Netinba Ajam, while delivering his keynote address, emphasized the significance of the initiative in addressing the skill gap, particularly in rural areas, and empowering the youth with the necessary skills to excel in the modern world. SDO Civil Tonokyu Tiase Poji encouraged the participants to make the most of the opportunity to acquire new skills that would benefit their livelihoods. The 164 Infantry Battalion Territorial Army successfully conducted recruitment rally at Peg and Jakama from November 12 to 23. The recruitment rally was aimed to attract young and enthusiastic individuals to join the esteemed ranks of the Territorial Army. In a press release, the battalion said that more than 3,000 candidates participated in the rally. They underwent a comprehensive selection process, which included physical fitness tests and medical examination. The selection process was designed to assess the candidates' physical and mental fitness, as well as their aptitude and leadership qualities. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR _ Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Nagaland's Advisor for Excise, Labour and Employment, Skill Development and Entrepreneurship, Muatushi Longkuma, today inaugurated a new Excise Staff Quarter building at Excise Training Complex, Lengrijan, Dimapur. The advisor emphasized on the core values of competency, efficiency and sincerity among the Excise workforce as far as the implementation of NLTP Act and NDPS Act is concerned. He also commended the timely project completion by the Technical Department, Housing and the contractor. A 12-member state-level control room to ensure smooth conduct of 25th edition of Hornbill Festival has been set up, with Chief Secretary Nagaland Dr. J. Alam as chairman and additional Chief Secretary Finance Sentiyangar Imchin as co-chairman. It will function 24/7. During the first meeting held today at Chief Secretary's Conference Hall, the committee deliberated at length on the transportation and traffic issues at the Hornbill Festival venue at Kisama. The meeting also called for cooperation from all line departments, including key aspects such as logistics, security arrangements, cultural performances, vendor management and crowd control, to make the event successful and enjoyable for all participants and visitors. The District Planning and Development Board (DPDB) Woka today recommended setting up of 3 health sub-centres at Saron, Airfield and Surin Colony in Woka Town. The decision was taken during the DPDB meeting held at Deputy Commissioner's Conference Hall, Woka, under chairmanship of MLA YM Hamsoy. Attending the meeting, Advisor Matang Yantan appealed all line departments to come up with comprehensive plans and reports in regard to implementation of Gram Panchayat Development Plan, as this is one important toll for the development at the grassroots level. Nagaland Directorate of School Education has informed the authorities of both government and private schools that Aadhaar has become mandatory for availing all government schemes, including stipends, scholarships, APAR ID, student PEN. In this, the department said it is important that school authorities identify school children without Aadhaar cards and prioritize their enrollment to avoid any disruption in the benefits provided by the government schemes. The department advised the schools to utilize the facilities at EBR and organize enrollment camps within school premises to support the Aadhaar registration process. And now to end the news, the headlines once again. Chief Minister Nipiu Rio launches several economic empowerment initiatives for Nagaland. Indian Red Cross Society, Nagaland State Branch, holds 37th Annual General Meeting. Governor Ganesan says Red Cross is a pillar of hope, service and compassion. Training program on access to skill development for youths of aspirational blocks in Nagaland commences in Noklak, and over 3,000 candidates participates in 164 Infantry Battalion Territorial Army recruitment rally. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a pleasant night.